Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heat and Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, I want to talk about the dangers or the downsides of being over-prepared.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
Right? So here's the reason why I want to talk to you about this. I had a friend recently who is applying for kind of a high-level VP of sales position at some like really amazing companies in the Bay Area. He has gone very far with one specific company that's kind of the company that he's now incredibly excited about. There's so much alignment. There's so much opportunity. It's really, it seems to be an amazing fit. So he's like super enthusiastic about the whole process. And he's just about to take kind of the final step in the whole process, which is to meet with one of their board members who is a big famous venture capitalist, meet with him for coffee and have him kind of be the last person to evaluate the candidate before they say they make an offer, right? And so he called me to talk about that interview, that coffee meeting, and he wanted to get my feedback and advice. And he was, you know, telling me about all the research he has done about that VC and his portfolio and his background and history. And he's watched videos and talks and really tried to like analyze and get a perfect sense for who this person is and how to win this person over, right? How to make sure that the offer is not going to be taken back because this famous legendary venture capitalist doesn't like him or doesn't approve of him. And at some point I was listening to him and at some point I had to interrupt him and I just told him, listen, dude, you know, I love the research that you have done. I do think it's a good idea to prepare well for these conversations, but you have to now get to a point where you relax, right? You need to chill the fuck out a little bit. And you need to be aware that this is not just a contest of you winning the other person over. This should be a mutual exchange, right? You are also trying to evaluate the company, and you should see this as an opportunity to understand the company, the challenges, the founders, the investors. You should see this as an opportunity of learning for yourself as well, and not just selling, right? Not just trying to sell yourself to this person, but also try to learn, try to gain more insights. What are the things that this person could help you understand better about the company or understand better about how to do the job well? And also, you know, don't go in that conversation with an expectation to win this person over and make this person love you or like you. You're setting yourself up for failure. One of the main things that we humans can spot from a mile away is when somebody is needy, right? Needy of approval. When somebody comes around and is like, I want to be liked by you people, for whatever reason, we instantly go, fuck you, we don't like you, right? Even before that person says anything else. It's an instant emotional response. We're like, we don't like people that need to be liked. And so make sure that you go in there with, of course, you know, you're prepared, you know things, but go in there with the expectation of just getting to know somebody, have coffee, and talk about the business and talk about the challenges in the business and be honest about your flaws. And get feedback if that board member, how he or she evaluates this opportunity and who would be the right VP of sales and all that. Just relax a little bit. And this made me think, and I've seen this in many, many other scenarios as well, where in sales specifically, or this could be in fundraising, this could be in big sales presentations with potential customers, this could be in many different areas where I've seen people over-prepare. And then they come into the conversation with too hard of an expectation of how this meeting will go, too hard and inflexible of an expectation or worldview of, I know who this company is or how this person thinks. Like, you come into this with all these preconceived notions because you've done so much research, and you then lack the relaxation and the flexibility to be in the moment, right? And to have kind of a beginner's mind in the way that you interact with people. And so I've seen this over and over again where people over-prepare themselves to a point where they cannot perform well in the actual meeting or the conversation. And I wanted to bring this up because I thought, as always, you probably have something interesting or weird to say. And you've talked to many founders and helped them prepare for meetings with VCs and famous Silicon Valley people. So I'm just going to stop here before I continue with some of the other stuff that I told him and just want to check in and get your reaction on this.
I really like this topic. I think that there's a couple of things here. The people on the other side, the VC, the investor, is a professional people evaluator. That's their job. They're good. They're good at it. I got to say, especially if you're talking about a top tier investor. I will say that if you're not a top tier investor and you're kind of like, you know, it's a little bit of a different story. But if top tier investors, their job is to evaluate people. Their job is to make really, you know, decisions with money based on the people they meet. You know, that's really like a simple way to think about it, because they need to predict what's going to happen with this person and their business, regardless of what size the business is today. They're making a bet on the person and the person's ability to create some kind of future outcome. And so that's what they're going to do when they talk to you. You might not notice it either. That's where it gets interesting. Mm. So I think that you can be overprepared. Usually they say you can't overprepare. No, you can be overprepared. And it sounds like that's what your friend was kind of heading into. Mm. Be yourself and don't put on that sales hat, you know, during that meeting. Just talk to the person honestly. Like you said, talk about the business, talk about those things. So to me, I think you're giving good advice, and it's super critical when you're dealing with people on the other side that have more experience than you in terms of not like work experience or anything like that, but doing what they're doing with you right there.
Right. I think that, you know, people typically skew in one area of the spectrum, and I'll share kind of as a final tip the way that I approach these things. I think most people are either overprepared or underprepared, right? They either come into the conversation and you quickly realize, you know, it doesn't matter who the evaluator is and what the evaluation is, right? Could be a potential buyer, could be a potential future boss, whatever it is, right? A partner. If you come into the conversation and it's clear you know nothing about the person you're talking to or nothing about the context or company around them, you have not thought about what the important questions here are and what the goal and structure of this conversation should be, I'm going to be like, that's not going to go well, right? Because you're lacking clarity. You're probably asking questions that are not that thoughtful and are wasting time, right? Asking questions that you could have easily figured out anywhere else on the planet, on the web, versus having to ask me directly. And so when you're underprepared, you're making the impression that you're clueless, right? That's not awesome. And you're wasting people's time. The exact opposite is what we just described. When you overprepare, you come into the conversation, and obviously humans have the need. If I've spent, you know, 10 days reading everything about your life and all your books, most humans will have the need to now do something with that knowledge, right? Or to impress the other person with their knowledge and research. And so they're going to talk too much. They're going to say things like, oh, I read all your books and I know this about you and I know that about you. Or I've done all the research on this market and I know your company has done this, that, and that. Don't try to impress me about knowledge about me or my company, right? It's going to be very difficult. In most cases, especially if it's generic knowledge. Now, it's different if you tell me, I visited one of your current customers and I spent the day with the users that are using your product and I did some research and here's what I learned from them. Or I used your product in these three scenarios and here's how it broke down and here's what my personal experience was with it. That's interesting, unique knowledge. But if you just go on my blog and read my blogs and now you tell me about all the techniques you learned from me, that's not really engaging or interesting to me. I already know this stuff, right? So you're not really impressing me with that. I think the ideal is the golden middle, which is kind of the model that I've always tried, which is I don't know how to prepare to